Title: Bass Movement with Auto Filter Masterclass Using Arrangement View Advanced. Alright, welcome in. This is an advanced drum and bass bassline lesson, and we're going to use Ableton Live's Auto Filter in a way that's way more interesting than do a sweep and call it movement. The core idea today is simple. Your bass should feel like it's evolving across the arrangement, not just looping. And arrangement view automation is where that evolution gets designed on purpose. We're going to build phrase level motion, 8 bar arcs, 16 bar tension, call and response, and that big rip open moment at the start of the drop. But we're going to do it without losing sub weight, without random knob wiggle chaos, and without the classic mistake, where the bass suddenly gets loud, thin, or harsh and you don't know why. Let's set up the project. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. Anywhere from 172 to 176 is totally valid, but we'll aim at 174 so it feels like proper modern rollers territory. Now create a bass group, and inside it make two tracks, one called SUB, one called MID. This is non-negotiable if you want club-ready movement. The sub is your anchor, the mids are your playground. If you try to make one sound do both, your filter automation will constantly mess with the low end, and you'll never fully trust what you're hearing. Let's build the SUB first. On the SUB track, load operator. Set it to algorithm A only, and make oscillator A a sine wave. Keep it simple. Write a classic rolling pattern in MIDI. Off beats, a bit of syncopation, but keep it repetitive for now. The whole point is we're going to make the loop feel alive without changing the notes. After operator, drop on EQ 8. Low pass around 90 to 120 Hz with a steep slope, like 24 dB per octave. If your sub is feeling boxy, you can do a tiny dip around 200 to 300, but don't overdo it. Then add utility. Turn bass mono on, set width to 0%, and set your gain so your sub is sitting in a sensible place, something like minus 10 to minus 6 dB peak depending on your gain staging. And here's the rule that makes this whole masterclass work. Do not auto-filter the SUB today. I know it's tempting. Don't do it. Your movement is going in the MID layer, and the sub stays honest. Now the MID layer, where the fun starts. On mid, load wave eatable or operator. Wave eatable is great here because we want harmonics. Pick something saw-ish or generally rich. Basic shapes leaning toward a saw works perfectly. Add a little unison, like 2 to 4 voices, but keep the amount controlled. We're not making a super saw anthem. We're making a bass that speaks. Next, add saturator. Drive around 3 to 8 dB, and turn soft clip on. This gives you consistent density, so the filter has something to grab onto. Then add auto filter. This is the star. After auto filter, put EQ 8 for cleanup and focus. And optionally, you can add amp or dynamic tube if you want more mid-growl later. But don't stack 10 devices yet. We're going to earn the complexity by making automation do the work. Now set auto filter up in a roller-friendly way. Choose a low-pass 24 dB filter to start. That's the classic weighty movement mode. Start frequency somewhere around 250 to 600 Hz. That's your home zone, and we will automate from there. Resonance. Keep it restrained. Around 0.20 to 0.45. If you push resonance too hard in drum and bass, especially with saturation, it turns into whistling peaks and level spikes that jump out of the mix in the most annoying way. Drive an auto filter. Start around 3 to 6 dB. Just remember, drive is energy, but it's also loudness. Your brain will think this is better when it's really just louder. Now the envelope section. Set envelope amount around 10 to 25%. Attack around 5 to 20 milliseconds. Release around 80 to 200 milliseconds. This is a huge trick for getting bass to feel like it has articulation, because the filter responds to each note. It's like giving the bass consonants, not just vowels. And LFO. Use it lightly. 5 to 15%. Sync it to 1/8 or 1/16. Choose a phase that grooves, usually 0 or 180 degrees. And watch that offset so you're not accidentally dipping the filter too low and making the bass disappear. But here's the mindset. The LFO is seasoning. Arrangement automation is the meal. So let's go to arrangement view and start treating this like composition, not sound design. Switch to arrangement view, hit it to show automation lanes. On the MID track, we're going to automate auto filter parameters. The main one is frequency. Then we'll use resonance and drive as intensity controls, and envelope amount for byte. Optionally, we can automate LFO amount when we want more motion density, but we're not going to rely on it. Quick coach note before we draw anything. Think in 8-bar blocks. Drum and bass lives on 8 and 16-bar evolution. If you over-automate every bar, It stops feeling like a groove and starts feeling like the bass is auditioning different presets. Now let's design the drop movement. Assume we've got a 16-bar drop. We're going to create that iconic rip open at bar 1. Right before the drop, at the end of the build, keep the MID filter fairly narrow. Set the frequency down around 220 Hz. Then right at the drop hit, automate a fast jump upward. Push it to somewhere like 700 Hz up to 1.2 kHz for the first quarter bar to 1 bar. Then bring it back down and settle into a home range, something like 450 to 700 Hz. That quick open is what makes the drop feel like it explodes outward. It's not just loudness. It's the spectrum suddenly making room for impact. Now we add subtle evolution so it doesn't feel like a static loop. Every 2 bars, draw a tiny ramp where frequency rises by maybe 100 to 250 Hz, then comes back down. Keep it subtle. This should feel hypnotic, like the bass is breathing, not like you're changing the identity of the sound every moment. Now let's build intensity across the phrase. On bars 7 to 8, and again on bars 15 to 16, increase resonance slightly. For example, go from 0.25 up to 0.40 at the end of those phrases. That little resonance push acts like a turn of the screw moment. Just be careful. If resonance is too high, it'll bite you when the filter is open and saturation is happening. Then drive, in the second half of the drop, bars 9 through 16, ramp drive from about 4 dB to about 7 dB. This is that second half lift without changing the notes. But do not trust your ears if you're not gain staging. Drive adds loudness, and loudness lies. So here's a pro move. After auto filter, add a utility, and automate tiny gain trims during the brightest moments. Often minus 0.5 to minus 2 dB is enough. The goal is that your open and aggressive moments feel more intense because of tone and brightness, not because they're secretly 3 dB louder. Now let's create call and response, because this is where drum and bass phrasing really comes alive. Bars 1 to 4. Keep frequency more conservative. Live in a darker range like 350 to 650 Hz. Bars 5 to 8. Push it brighter. Let it peak up to 1.2 kHz or even 1.4 kHz in moments, and raise envelope amount slightly, like from 15% up to 25%, so the notes speak harder. That change alone can make the bass feel like it's answering itself. Then bars 9 to 16, repeat the concept, but don't copy-paste the exact automation shape. Shift where the peaks happen, even if it's the same general idea. Move the emphasis so it feels performed, not looped. A nice simple structure is a one-bar question and one-bar answer. One bar darker, next bar brighter, and repeat that across an eight-bar phrase. It's basic, but it works, and it's super jungle brain in the best way. Now lock the low end, because this is where most people ruin their mix. On the MID track, after auto filter, use EQ8 to high pass around 90 to 120 Hz, steep slope. This ensures your MID movement doesn't mess with sub headroom. On the bass group, you can add glue compressor if you want gentle cohesion. Keep it subtle. Ratio 2:1, attack around 10 milliseconds, release on auto and aim for 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. Then add utility on the group and make sure everything under 120 Hz stays mono. That's how you get width and motion without losing translation. Now, add pumping that complements the filter movement. Option A is classic sidechain compression on the MID. Put a compressor, enable sidechain, feed it from your kick or a ghost trigger. Ratio 4:1, attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release 50 to 120 milliseconds. Set the threshold until it grooves. The goal is that the bass breathes around the drums so your filter openings don't crowd the snare. Option B is a fake sidechain using autopan as tremolo. Put autopan after auto filter, set phase to 0 degrees so it becomes volume modulation. Rate at 1 quarter, adjust the shape towards something punchy, and set amount around 20 to 50%. This is great when you want consistent movement without fiddling with sidechain triggers. Now let's automate transitions, because filtering is storytelling. Intro, 16 bars. Keep MID frequency low, like 150 to 350 Hz, and slowly open it over the intro toward 400 to 600. Keep resonance modest. This is stealth mode. Build, 8 bars. Here's a counterintuitive move. Instead of opening more, narrow it near the end. Automate frequency down slightly right before the drop. That creates pressure. You can also nudge resonance up a touch so it feels pressurized, like the bass is being squeezed. Drop. Do the rip open at bar 1. Then settle into your 8-bar evolution logic. Now, let's hit a few common mistakes so you can avoid the pain. Mistake 1. Filtering the sub layer. That's how your drop loses weight and consistency. Keep the sub steady and mono. Mistake 2. Too much resonance. It'll sound exciting in solo and then rip your head off in the mix, especially once you saturate. Mistake 3. Over-automating every bar. If everything is a moment, nothing is a moment. Use automation contrast. Choose a home filter position for most of the drop. Then save the dramatic openings for bar 1, the bar 8 turnaround, and bar 15 or 16 before a switch or fill. Mistake 4. Ignoring gain staging when you increase drive. If you don't level match, you're not making better decisions, you're making louder decisions. Mistake 5. Letting the MID carry too much below 120 Hz. If your MID low end is too present, your filter movement will constantly change headroom and your master will feel unstable. Now a couple advanced variations if you want darker or heavier vibes. If you want a hostile, focused mid, switch auto filter to bandpass in the second half of the drop. You can actually create the illusion of a second bass without changing the instrument. One clean way: duplicate the auto filter device, set one to low pass, one to bandpass, and automate device on and off. Bars 1 to 8, low pass for weight. Bars 9 to 16, bandpass for talking focus. Just level match with utility, so the switch feels like a character change, not a volume spike. Another spicy trick: triplet tension injection. One bar before a phrase change, automate the LFO rate briefly to a triplet sync value like 1/12 or 1/24, and keep the LFO amount low. It's a texture shift that signals something's about to happen without turning into a cheesy wobble. And here's a sound design extra that keeps movement consistent. Make a parallel filter dirt return. Create a return track, put saturator or overdrive, then EQ, maybe a compressor. Send your MID to it. High pass that return pretty high, like 200 to 400 Hz. Now when your main MID filter closes down, you still have a consistent gritty presence floating above it, so the bass doesn't feel like it vanishes between automation states. Now let's end with a practical exercise you can actually finish today. Make a 16-bar drop loop and do not change the MIDI. Duplicate it if needed. On the MID auto filter, automate frequency like this. Bars 1 to 4. Live around 350 to 650. This audio version is shortened for playback.